Now, at the same time, there's always been a small group of people who have been vocally trying to get back on to the precious metal base. And in the face of that, the price of gold and silver, as pure spot prices of metals, have gone up and down, up and down. And to some extent, have been synthetically controlled by the central banks who hold vast amounts of gold and silver. Can you give us your sense of that mechanism and how that's used over the last 50 years or so to synthetically keep the price of metals down?
Well, that has been the case. There's no doubt about that. The Russians have been particularly bad. They're a large producer of gold, and you could never tell when they were going to sell some gold into the market, and they did that in concert with the central bankers. The central bankers also teamed up with the gold suppliers to manipulate the market. The long and short of it, it comes down to education. The better educated the people are to know that what the central bankers can do means that they are better prepared not to let that happen. The central bankers' propagandists tell us that they can control the market, but in reality, they only control about a third of the market. So if the people themselves are better informed, that means the market will be freer. What's really significant in the whole equation here is the fact that now, for the very first time, the market is decentralized all over the whole world. When we had a gold standard, the gold standard exists upon the price of gold being fixed by the government. It was not fixed by the market. Now, for the first time, we have a free market in the gold and silver. That's the most dynamic ingredient in the market today.
Certain cultures, certain countries have always had a preference for gold. That's not something that is really active and alive in American culture today, but India, for example, gold is hoarded in an almost fanatical way. Every family has, however poor they may appear to be on the outside, if they can, they have gold saved up because it has to do with dowries for the marriage of daughters and gold buried here and buried there. And they'd much rather have gold jewelry hidden away than have money. And so the question is that in a country like India, I've been told there's an enormous reserve of gold, in theory, that's in private hands. What is the significance of that, if any, on this world market of gold?
The significance is that they're smarter than we are. The reality is that culture comes about because of the problems that that country and those people have experienced. The people outside the United States, because their countries have existed longer than the United States, are much wiser than we are in terms of knowing that they need to have this store of value. And that's what I would call it. I would not call it hoarding. I would call it respect for value. There are some notable exceptions where countries have been inundated with a lot of propaganda. I think England is one of those countries. I think the people there have been divorced from value and that they have walked away from value. And they will probably suffer more because of that.
I've heard rumors that somewhere in Alaska or the Yukon, there is a motherload of gold, which is known, which is hidden, which is in fact governmentally controlled somehow. And that if there ever were a shortage of gold or a need to replace gold in the treasury, there is an almost endless supply right there in this one secret spot. If that were true, and I don't know whether it is, what would the implications of that be for going back on a gold standard?
First, I don't think going back on the gold standard as it was before is good because it wasn't market-driven. It didn't represent the market. It represented the government itself fixing a certain price for gold. And that is very short-sighted because how could you possibly think that you would know what that price would be? Utterly impossible. The market itself has to decide that price, and that price has to be an organic price. It has to be open and free and movable so it responds to exactly like what you're talking about there. If that was the case, well then, yes, there would probably be a drastic drop in the price of gold, but the price of gold is really reflected in the overall marketplace in terms of how much gold it will take. So it would be absorbed, very much like the gold was absorbed into the old world when it was ripped off from the new world. So yeah, there'll be probably some dislocation of values, but I would really call the rumor that you're talking about there to be disinformation put up by those who want to control us or dissuade us from knowing what true value is.